Today, household money worries, you're not alone. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World, and that is post covering finance and property news. Today, I want to share some further analysis from our core market models. The core market model is, as you can see here, a mechanism by which we capture data from our surveys and put it into our model, and it allows us to look at details of households and how they are faring at the moment. And the truth is that some are not faring very well. I specifically want to look at the ratio of disposable income to the amount being paid on mortgages and on rents. This is a very important piece of analysis, of course, because it tells you quite a lot about what's going on. We have that data for every postcode in our analysis, more than 2,500 postcodes. And as some of the information is pretty detailed, and specifically we compare the average taxable income from the ATO and the household census data, and we compare that with the disposable monthly income data that we see, and then the amount being paid on the average mortgage and the average rent. And you can see in this example for postcode in Wollongong 2500 that the average borrower is paying 40.8% of their disposable monthly income on their mortgage, more than $2,406 each month. And the average renter in this postcode is paying 33%, or one third, of their disposable monthly income, $1,993, on the average rent. And just to be clear, disposable monthly income is a calculation that's based on all of the income coming from all sources minus the tax that's being paid. Quite often, of course, that tax is being taken on the way in, so you never see it. And what that gives you then is the amount of disposable income, the amount of income that households have to cover all of the bills, outgoings, living more generally, and of course, mortgage and rent payments. So that's how we do it. We think this is a very powerful way of trying to get to the heart of what's going on with households. Now, there are other calculations that are used. For example, quite often people talk about 30% of gross income going on the mortgage payment or the rental payment. Trouble there is, of course, that that doesn't necessarily tell you much because it depends a bit on your tax status. And we also see, for example, that those who are more affluent have a number of mechanisms at their fingertips to be able to reduce their disposable monthly income and therefore the amount of tax they pay. And therefore, sometimes the data is a little bit warped there too. It's not simple, not straightforward, but it does give you quite a significant story once you start looking. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look firstly at the mortgage map across the country, and then I'll look at the rental map across the country too. So here is the percentage mortgage versus disposable income for Sydney. We start by focusing in on the centre of Sydney, and you can see here that the blues are the lowest. We go up through the yellows into the oranges and the reds the highest. And you can see, for example, in and around the centre of Sydney, that we find people between the 30s and 40s in terms of their disposable monthly income going on the mortgage. But Lilyfield, 2040 in the inner west, has a high percentage. And I'd also make the point that places like Point Piper and Rose Bay and Vaucluse and Mossman have quite high proportions too. The same can be said over at Woolwich and Hunters Hill. Now, some of that could be to do with financial engineering to reduce actual disposable monthly income. More affluent households do that. But it also shows that there are households at the more extended end with higher incomes as well. As we zoom out, we can see that the story continues with quite a few postcodes across the place showing rates above 48% of income going to pay the mortgage, right the way through the inner west down towards Canterbury and Bankstown, and also up towards the northern beaches as well. And if we continue to pull out, we can see that the story continues. And generally, the summary for the Greater Sydney region is that it is actually closer to the harbour where the pain is higher in percentage terms, whereas over in the west, still we have high proportions, but it's not quite as high. And that tells you something about the way the mortgage underwriting standards have been working in recent times. And if we pull out a little further, we can find a pretty consistent pattern. If we now jump to the Melbourne postcode 3000 and zoom out from there, again, looking at the mortgage versus disposable income, you can see that in and around the centre of town, we're up in the 30s and the 40s. As we pull out, we can see that there are some postcodes where we are well above 48%. Even places like Toorak and Malvern. And again, I want to highlight that some of these more affluent areas do have financial pressure in those postcodes. As we continue to pull out, we can see a relatively consistent pattern. But generally, we are finding that 30s to 40s is the average percentage of income, disposable income, going on the typical mortgage. If we go up to Brisbane and start looking there from the centre of Brisbane, 4,000 coming out, the percentages are a little lower, as you can see here from the colour coding, although Red Hill and Kelvin Grove 4059 is towards the upper end. Again, though, the 35 to 40 plus. But we're not seeing much in the way of red. Even over in Ipswich, where we know, for example, there's high mortgage stress. But there are a couple of areas if we look out beyond that, just around Logan. But generally, the proportion of households with a disposable monthly income above 48% is a lot lower in Queensland. And that's despite recent high prices in and around Queensland relative to a year or two ago. Jumping across to Adelaide, we find a somewhat similar story with, again, a lot of the postcodes sitting 29 to 41%, different yellow colours. 5040 is above 48%. That's a bit of an isolated example. And so once again, generally, we are finding that in and around Adelaide, the proportion of mortgage versus disposable income is a little lower than some other places. We shoot across to Perth. There we do find some areas, for example, 6014 and Netherlands 6009 and Cottesloe 6011, where the proportion is above 48%. A lot of other postcodes are sitting slightly below that, between 35 and 48%. And as we pull out, we can see that that's a pretty consistent pattern. There are a few postcodes, 6090, where the proportions are a lot lower. And even in the higher stressed areas, down the coasts to the north and the south of Perth, we can see that the proportions are in the mid-30s to the 40s. And looking at Hobart, we find a somewhat similar picture, with the proportion sitting in the 30s and 40s pretty high, but not a lot of evidence of a higher percentage of disposable income going to service the mortgage. Now, finally, looking at the ACT, most households in the ACT are sitting between 29 and 48%, but I would highlight that there do seem to be some areas where the proportion of disposable income versus the mortgage is extremely high. So we can conclude from this that the pressure on households is pretty widespread across the country, that it is more severe in some of the more affluent areas relative to others, and also that Sydney seems to be carrying the greater burden, maybe no surprise given the very high home prices over recent years, Melbourne following along too. Now, let's look at the analysis for the rental sector. So we start in the rental sector looking at postcode 2000 and centering on there. And once again, we do find that some of those people living in the more affluent areas like Point Piper, for example, and Vaucluse have a higher proportion of their income paying the rent. Now, like I said before, one of the issues here is there could be some understating of income because of their ability to financially engineer. Nevertheless, beyond that, you can see that Mossman stands out as a relatively expensive area of 35 to 41% of income going on the typical rental payment. Burwood stands out 3124, St. Peter's 2044. And as we pull out, we can see that there are some other areas, Bankstown, for example, and Bass Hill, Chatswood, and some of the areas in the Northern Beaches. Generally, we can see that the proportion of disposable income going on the rent is a little lower than the typical mortgage repayments in the areas. But is it worth noting once again that there is a higher proportion of rental versus disposable income closer into the city compared with the West? Looking at Melbourne 3000 and pulling out from there, we can see that typically the proportions are at 26 to 35, a few over the 35 to 41. And as we pull out, it's a relatively consistent story, actually. And this draws out one important point, that actually the amount that people look forward by way of rent is more determined by income than it is by the price of a property. Hopping across to Brisbane, we can find a somewhat similar story. Again, quite a few of the households who are renting are in the 26 to 31% of disposable income, or 31 to 35% of disposable income. And that's quite a consistent pattern across the greater Brisbane area, even out towards Ipswich and Redland. There are a couple of hotspots, 4184 and around 4129, and down towards the Gold Coast, where the rents are tending to be higher. So in those postcodes, 41% and above. Looking at Adelaide, starting at 5,000 and pulling out, again, we are seeing the 26 to 31, the 31 to 35, and the 35 to 41% showing up, most at those lower levels. There's very little evidence of 41 to 60 and above in the Adelaide area. Now over at Perth, we find a somewhat similar story, with the proportion of income going on the rent somewhere between the 21 to 31 and 31 to 35% level. But even as we pull out to the north and to the south of Perth, the proportions are in that as intermediate ranges. Looking at Hobart, again, it's a somewhat similar story, with the 26 to 31, or indeed the 21 to 26, also showing up. Interestingly, 7023 registers as a higher percentage. And finally, looking at the ACT, you can see there that there are some areas, particularly to the west of the ACT, where we're in the 21 to 26 to 31 to 41% range. But further to the east, we can see that there are some areas where we're looking at 41% and above. So what does this all show? Well, the first question, of course, is, does it matter that people are putting 40 or 50% of their income just for the costs of housing? The answer is yes, it does. It's very high. And it is higher now than it's been forever, actually, for many people. So the recent rise in house prices, high migration, and the increase in rental costs are all flowing through in terms of people having to put a greater proportion of their income on their housing. But there's also a bit of a warming pan effect. People get somewhat used to these much higher levels, but of course it means they have less to spend, and that's one reason why household discretionary spending continues to fall at the moment. Another interesting point to highlight is that the more affluent households do seem to have more pressure, perhaps because they have bigger mortgages, or perhaps because they are able to arrange their financial affairs to reduce their disposable income and therefore the amount of tax they actually pay. Anyway, the bottom line is that you're not alone if you are feeling under financial pressure at the moment. There are a lot of households paying a considerable proportion of their income just for somewhere to live. This is a failure of policy over 30 years or more. And I'll be discussing this next Tuesday in my live show with Leif van Onselen, where we'll go into some of the detail, but also talk about some of the pressures that could be alleviated and what strategies would need to be executed to do just that. And just before I go, a quick reminder that if you want to have a specific conversation with me about a particular suburb or postcode, I do offer my one-to-one service. I can't give specific financial advice, but I can talk about the data in my models and look at the underlying trends. And based on the modeling, we can have quite an interesting conversation. Typically, it's an hour conversation via Zoom or by phone. There is a cost involved because there's a lot of work to be done to put it together. And we're booking 3 to 5 weeks ahead at the moment. If you are interested, contact me via the DFA blog. Links are below. And finally, just to say that you can support our work via Patreon. I really appreciate those who do that. But more specifically, if you're interested in getting the data set, which is driving all of my modeling, that is available. It's $50 a month plus GST. You can subscribe via Patreon, and we will send you the detailed information each month for as long as you remain subscribed at that tier. This gives you a lot of insight as to what's going on into property down at the postcode level, and includes, of course, quite a lot of analysis on our scenarios as well in terms of what might be going on ahead based on where interest rates and other things may be moving. So if you're interested, contact me via Patreon. Links are below. Thanks very much for watching. Hope you found it interesting. And I'll look forward to seeing you on our next show. This is Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. See you next time.